Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put some hands together and act like you know up in here.
And we on the show. Yeah, we was on earlier around 11, you know. Made a mistake and pressed 15 minutes on the show at 11, but we set it up for 12 o'clock, midnight. That's not going to stop us, you know. In the name of God, that's not going to stop us because, you know, we're here to spread the gospel. We're here to, you know, spread the message, you know what I mean? And the devil's trying to find ways to stop me, stop other people. Oh, man. We don't got no fear in our hearts, man. You know, we don't need fear. You can't fear but fear itself. That's what it is, you know, in the name of God. Well, I am Mr. Black, and this is the show, God First Weekend. We're going to do it every weekend. You know, we're going to talk about God every weekend, every single day. You know what I mean? We do hip-hop, R&B, we do rock music, we do all types of music, you know, for hip-hop heads out there, old school, you know, we do it all. And this is God First Weekend. We're going to start playing some music right now.
You're listening to The Sound.
God First Weekends. We on here, baby. We on here. Waiting for a couple of callers to come in, you know what I mean, show support. But even though, you know, they don't show support, you know, God got our backs 100%. So we're going to keep this moving and play some more music. Yo.
Mind Block Radio. Turn it up.
For sound. time. No, all the Muslims and all the crew, members of the undead, known for Jesus Christ, lift them high. I'm not the ever Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 but yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm not here, go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up, get up.
Shall they thirst anymore?
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on. me, they tried to shake me, they tried to buzz me, but they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Dark child of new nation, and we still alright, well alright.
Yeah, we back, we back. I got my hood online, you know what I'm saying, my co-host. We're going to talk about God. This is God Weekend, you know what I mean? The next 10 minutes, we're going to jump on a topic, you know what I mean? We're going to play some music. You know, Rob, we'll introduce yourself, let the world know who you are, man.
My name is God Hood. What's going on, Webb? I really don't even know who we are now, because we've been doing this for, like, how long now? About a week, right?
About a week or two right now.
Yeah.
2 weeks, yeah.
And the viewers, the listeners just keep on rising. I think we started off with, like, nothing but a handful, but we ended up with, like, a good 28, 30, and it's like, I'm just praying, God, that it keeps on rising and rising, you know?
Yeah, man. We got a lot of things that's coming online right now, you know what I mean? We got a lot of listeners want to listen. You want to hear the word about God, you know what I'm saying? They want to hear the gospel. They want to hear the truth. That's basically
the
what
truth,
it's about.
Absolutely. We got to make sure, you know how we get when we, you know, it's like this. People got to understand, we are Jesus freaks. Yes, we are. But anyways, I have to get that point out. You know, I had to get that point out. But besides that, you feel me? The way I see it is, man, it is not only the truth, it is the absolute truth. You feel me? Like, there are many truths out there. A lot of people believe things to the point of dying for it, but there is only one truth that gets you into the Father's hands. And that's the truth, the way of life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't get it started tonight.
Okay, we're going to get it popping, you know what I mean? Once it hits 12:30, we're going to jump on the topic, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to play some more music. Everybody got to hear the gospel, man. This is Mr. Black and this is Rob Hood. We're going to go into the next track, and then we're going to come back. Man, trust me, man. Y'all going to love the truth. We're going to have more for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Every weekend is God's first week. Man, it's a powerful thing we're doing here in the name of God, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let's just get a pop. Let's get a pop.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord.
Preach.
And the righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it, pain and the hurt. Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt. And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here. As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, fit it right from the heart. Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer.
tell you the reason why we sing. Thank you.
Yeah, that was the opening, right, man? We're going to go ahead and jump to the topic, man. Let's get it popping. Let's get it popping. Okay, the topic is James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
2 through 4. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4.
2 through 4, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get it popping. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to the words, you know, with the Lord, you know, and talk about what's going on in James chapter 4.
Chapter 1. Yeah. Mother, we didn't get to 4 yet. We didn't get there yet. All right, let me go ahead and read it. But before I do, let me just go ahead and say a brief prayer. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus, I ask you to please guide us. And let everything that comes out of our mouth be straight from the Holy Spirit and not from any other spirit out there, because we do know there's a lot of false prophets out there. There's a lot of people who's claiming to know you and really don't. Not that we're claiming that we know you, but one thing we're claiming is that you knew us and you ordained us to be where we're at right now. So if your hand is upon us, I pray that your glory be glorified, man. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So it says like this, James 1, verses 2 through 4. To say, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. But let patience, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, and lacking nothing. So the reason why I decided to pick this tonight was because really a lot of people are going through things nowadays. They're going through a lot of stuff, but don't know that what they're going through is actually something that comes to their lives to make them stronger within their faith.
Exactly.
And to have a lot of patience. And once you have faith, faith works the patience for you to work to wait on God. And once you wait, and what happens when you wait on God? Faith has its perfect work. Patience has its perfect work. And you end up having everything you wanted because you waited on God. So it's like, so a lot of people out there that's going through the struggles, that's actually going through hard times, that, you know, left and right, you're realizing that problems are coming towards your way. Just drop them in God's hands. Just say, you know what, James chapter 2, you know, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 tell me to count it all joy. When all these trials and tribulations are coming my way, they're actually working to make me a better person. They will mold me into the person that God wants me to be. At the end of the day, if you're somebody who obey the Spirit of God, he say, my sheep know my voice. You will listen to him and you will obey him. You will be obedient to the point where he lifts you up. God say, humble yourself in my sight and I will raise you up. He don't like nobody who's proud or cocky, but God likes the person who actually will come to him with a humble heart. And those people are who he raises up. It may take a year, it may take two. It's God's time, not yours. So just wait for him to make things happen. Once things start happening in your life, you will have all the things that you ever wanted without lacking anything. That means you just not, you feel me? You will have everything. You know, all the trials and tribulations that come our way is just there to actually show us something, to prove to us who we are, because once you're refined through the fire, when you have gold, right, you got to take the gold and put it through fire in order for it to become pure gold. You have to go ahead and burn away all of the dust, all of the rock particles that's actually part of the gold for you to have 100% pure gold. It got to go through fire. My mother has this saying. She said, you can't get to the promised land without going through the desert first. You feel me? So it's like you have to go through something. If God is gonna see you, and wants you to be responsible for something so great, even if it's something that everything I realize God's mission, there is no ties to it. You feel me? God uses everyone in the ways that he wants, and those who obey to be under his grace and to be used by him, man, the way he uses them, I feel like he can use you just to usher at a church. And he can use a big pastor to pastor 50,000 people. I feel like, man, I don't think it's the size of what you're doing. It's the size of your faith. And by having faith in God, you will be able to have the weight on him. Because if you believe in God so much, you will have the patience to wait on him. And once you have the patience on him, like Psalm 20, I believe it was 27, that says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. You feel me? That means take strength. Don't be discouraged.
Don't look at it like, wow, it's like, man, time is passing me by. I don't know what's going on. I've been waiting. Just let God do his perfect work. God only works through those who have patience. If you don't have patience, God cannot work with you. If you don't have the ability to have faith in God no matter what's ahead of you, God cannot work with you. So he has to mold you into who he can work with. So therefore, he takes you and pushes you through the fire like gold. But once you come out of the fire, you come out like pure gold. You come out having everything. You don't lack nothing. That means joy, peace, all of that. You have it all, the completion, what the Jews call shalom. Shalom, not shalom. Shalom means peace, but shalom means completion. You have it all. You don't lack nothing. Now, why you think in Psalms 23, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It's not that you won't want nothing. It's just that you shall not want. That want mean I won't lack anything. I won't be missing out on anything because if the Lord is my shepherd, I'm going to have it all. He is the creator of everything. You feel me? So therefore, he houses it all. If you go to him, he's going to present you with everything that you want. It's the desires of your heart. Once you bring it to him, he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That means once you put yourself in a position where God becomes your primary attention, you put him first in everything that you do. Not just put him first, but you also move according to the faith that you have in him. Everything you're going to desire, he's going to give to you. Because of the fact that he knows once you are under the obedience of Christ, you won't ask for anything evil. And at the end of the day, God is the perfect God who gives nothing but good gifts. That's what the Bible says.
Exactly.
All good things come from the Lord. So, but God is not going to hand you something good if he knows that you won't be able to handle it. He has to mold you. When God put us through trials and tribulations, He doesn't put us through those trials and tribulations to show him if he can trust us. He already knows everything about us from beginning to end. Like Jeremiah 1 says, he formed us in our mother's womb. He ordained us to be who we are today. So if we find ourselves doing a little radio show, and at the same time, we're musicians, music producers, and managers at the same time. And yes, people, we are in a secular world. We are doing secular music. And to me, it's not the music that you're doing that leads people to hell, yo. It's the people's decision. Hell is going to be big and wide because of everyone's decision in life. Why you make the decision to do the things that you do. Why?
Everybody has a choice. Everybody has a choice. Give everybody a choice.
And that's what it is. So at the end of the day, God is giving us a choice in this right there. He's telling us to count it all joy. That means be happy, man. If you find yourself with no electricity in your house and then you got an eviction letter on the door, things like that, just count it all joy. Don't look at it like, oh, man, and start pulling your hair. If you're a true believer in God and you know how he delivers those who trust in him, you will count it all joy. Because also the Bible also says the angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him. And it's not that fear like I'm afraid of God, but it's that fear, the reverence. You are fearing God. That means you see God as the only person who can take you out of any situation, whether it was small to the size of an ant or big the size of the world. Whatever situation you're in, only God can deliver you out of it. So therefore,
that's not fear, but fear itself. You know what I mean? You can't be feared, man.
Yeah.
Fear is all around. So why should you be feared if you got the word of the Lord on top of your head? That's why you have the book of life.
Yes, sir. And he said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, nor of a spirit of confusion, but of what? Of a sound mind. He gave us a spirit of a sound mind to be able to make sound decisions. The word sound means perfect, stable, solid, immovable, like you can't move it. That's what the word sound means in that position. So this all falls into the same thing, to count it all joy, because once these problems come your way, you don't fear these problems. You feel me? You don't fear them. What you do is you go ahead and you count it all joy and say, God didn't give me a spirit of fear or confusion, but a spirit of grace and love and a sound mind. You feel me? I don't remember exactly how the verse goes, but it is a sound mind. It does have a sound mind in it. And God says, okay, if you have that sound mind and you have that trust in me like that, guess what? When these problems come your way, you're going to wait. You're going to wait for God to deliver you, not wait sitting around counting the clock. The wait is you're going to stay in prayer.
Not you just saying prayer, but you got to spread it. You got to spread the gospel and tell other people. You know what I mean? And you know, follow the Lord's words and follow His steps. You don't have to follow His steps exactly, but you must at least, you know, help out another. You know, spread the love, help people. You know what
but
I mean?
Listen, this is what I always tell people: if you are really, really under the obedience of Christ, I don't care where you at, what you're doing, you will always have that itching heart to go ahead and share what you know with someone else.
Exactly.
Because it's deliverance. It's not about religion. It's not about rituals. It's about relationship with God.
Exactly.
Jesus is the Son of God, not because He's the Son of God like God had a son who he had a wife that gave birth to. But Christ said everything that He does for us to follow. So that way, as He is called the Son of God, we too can be called sons and daughters of God. That's what He told us. He said, follow My example. So it's like God Himself came down. The teacher became a student. That way He can teach us how to be a student. That's what He did. Who else can do God's job but God Himself? No one else could have saved us from sin except for God. So God put Himself in the form of a fetus in a woman's womb and came back and came out, and His name was Jesus. And he went after He received the Holy Spirit. What He did, he went into the wilderness, prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. One thing about that is, once you are blessed with the Holy Spirit, you have to be in prayer. And I'm even saying this to my very self, because the Word of God is a two-edged sword, man. Like, when you think you're actually speaking to someone else, you're actually speaking to yourself too. You feel me? Because the words are that powerful. You feel me? So it's like prayer is the key to God's heart. You have to keep contact with Him. It's communication with God. And then your service to God is something else. That's your works. Your service is your works. Your faith in God, your service, and your prayer. You put those three together, you're unstoppable. The world can't stop you, man. You stay on your knees. Well, I don't care which position you get to pray God. You can be walking around. You don't have to have a moment where you got to go in a secret room and pray.
You can pray in your heart. Pray in your heart. You pray in your heart while you're walking, while your eyes open.
Yeah.
You still pray spiritually. You know what I mean? There you go. All the time, man, because I've been through those type of, you know, obstacles all the time. And I was just, I'll be like, you know what? What should I do in this situation? What I do, I just pray in my heart. Even though, you know, my eyes is wide open, but I pray in my heart. You know what I mean? I could feel it. At the same time, when I start praying in my heart, when I'm walking out of nowhere in the dark somewhere in the streets or you know, somewhere far, you know, when I'm by myself, I'm always praying in my heart. Whoever I'm talking to, you know, because you don't know the person, they're bumping into you, they're trying to tell you something, they're talking to you, you don't know that person, I pray in my heart before I ever shake hands with anybody.
Yeah. You know what? Some people, you know, the Bible says in the book of Samuel, I believe it was 1 Samuel, men look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So it just tells you right there. And then the Bible says the flesh can't even glory in front of God. So, I mean, just walk around. If you're doing your work, you're at work. Talk to God. He's your Father. He's your Heavenly Father. I have a good friend of mine I do Bible study with sometimes. Like, one time we did a Bible study from 9 p.m. till like 5, I think it was like almost 6 o'clock in the morning. We were doing Bible study. And it's like, that kid, man, you know how he I've never heard him say God. And I never really heard him say God. Like, he doesn't use that. You know what he calls God? Dad. Daddy. I'm like, yo, that's like you got to really have such a relationship with God to know that He's your Father to the point where you call Him your dad. You know? And it's like, I used to be like, man, that's your faith has got to be. Yeah, it ain't deep, because every time he says the word dad, like, he's talking about God, and sometimes I have to catch myself, like, oh, he's talking about God, because I'd be like, dad, you know, like, I'm thinking he's talking about his Father, but he's talking about his Heavenly Father, who is really the main Father, the one who created us, who gave us life, who gave us the ability to do the things that we're doing today.
He is our Father.
He's the Heavenly Father, and that's the reason why we will all be called children of God, children of the Most High God. You know? So at the end of the day, those who are children of the Most High God.
God of all God.
Yeah.
He's the King of all God.
King of kings. And he said it, the first commandment. What was the first commandment? You shall not have no other gods before me. Like, he made sure he got that one out of the way. Yeah, he's very jealous. He's a very jealous God, and jealousy belongs only to God because he's the one who created everything. So jealousy is something that belongs to God. So he has all the right to be jealous. If he sees us going astray, he sees us doing the wrong things or falling into the wrong positions in life. And he's jealous for the fact that we are not under his wings, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Of course he's going to be jealous. God loves us so much, he died for us. So, you know, at the end of the day, of course, I'd be jealous too if I gave my life up. And I see the person I gave my life up for is not even looking at my death like it's something that I did for him or for her. So I'm going to be like, hey, man, I'm jealous at the fact that you'd rather go out there to go do other things. God is calling a lot of people, man. And he say today, if you hear him knocking on your heart, don't harden your heart, man. Just open up because you never know what could happen tomorrow.
Let him in. Let him in. Yeah. He got something for your future. He's trying to get rid of all the bad things that's coming towards your way. He's telling you, let him in. Let him in because right now, you know, time is up. You know what I mean? Time
yeah,
is,
man.
You know, the end of days is coming very soon. What I was going to talk to you about, Rob, is what you think about 2012, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you think? Do you think it's end of days, or do you think it's going to be a new time, a new beginning?
Well, like they say, it's going to be the start of the Age of Aquarius. So we're leaving. I don't know what age we're leaving now, but we're going into Aquarius next. So a lot of people thinking a lot of crazy stuff is going to happen. I don't believe it's going to exactly happen in 2012. Look at just on January 12th, we had an earthquake that took 300,000 lives in one small island.
So basically something might happen in 2011 before 2012. We just don't know.
But there's a lot of disasters that are next to happen, but a lot of people are trying to predict what's going to happen next. But I know one thing I can say. God said in the last days, man, he will pour out his spirit on all flesh. And he said, young men will have visions and old men will dream dreams. So I'm like, yo, that just tells me already. Like, a lot of people are going to start having visions of disasters and all that. Like, I have two people already so far who have told me something. And it's like the first person who told me was my cousin a long time ago. She said, I keep having these dreams that I'm not going to say the city. We're not going to say no names of any cities, all right? But where she said, I keep having this dream that this city in the United States is covered with water, you know, covered with water. And I'm like, and that was like in 2007. And then I recently met another girl who told me the same thing. Like, she has dreams, like, she sleeps at night, and she has dreams of that same city covered underwater. And it's like, I'm like, yo.
Wow.
That's you know, that's something that people need to be aware of. And I really believe something is going to happen. I really believe it's going to happen because when two, three people dream the same dream, there's got to be a reality to it or a warning to it. It is God giving his watchmen a way of warning people of what's about to happen.
Let me tell you something. All three of my family members actually had a dream about the rapture. Including myself, about a week or two, I had a dream about similar to a rapture.
But the problem with the rapture is, and the reason why I wouldn't want to discuss too much about it, is because of the fact that it brings a lot of strife and discussions and arguments. The reason why?
Yeah.
Some people believe that we won't go through the tribulation. Some people believe that we will go through it, and then the rapture will happen at the end of it. Those who believe the rapture will happen at the beginning of the tribulation, those who believe that the rapture will happen before the tribulation, they call themselves the pre-trib rapture. They call it the pre-trib rapture. But the people who believe that it's going to happen way at the end, before the Battle of Armageddon, they call it the post-trib rapture. Now, with me, it's like the way I see it is I just want the angels at the sound of the trumpet to come and to reap God's harvest. That's it. He said the reapers are going to come, and they will collect those who who are of God. He will collect them. Everybody who is of God will actually vanish off the face of the earth. I don't know if it's going to happen before. I don't know if it's going to happen after. But one thing I know is the Bible said it's going to happen. Now, a lot of people say, well, the word rapture is not even in the Bible. You can't even find that word in the Bible. Duh. I mean, I understand. But, yo, look at it like this. Caught up. What is caught up in Greek? Rapturos, which means rapture. The word caught up. So it's like words like caught up or the harvest. Whenever Jesus talks about the harvest being ready, harvest,
wow,
harvest, harvest, taking the wheat, separating it from the weeds that keeps choking it. It's like God is saying he's taking his people out of this world. The harvest is actually the rapture. Where God said he will send the angels in the four corners of the earth at the sound of the trumpet, and the dead in Christ will raise first. Those who are dead who are in Christ will raise first. And then we who are still alive will be caught up in the air and meet with them in the air. And we will be changed. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
We will be changed.
Amen.
So all I know is it didn't give a time frame. It didn't give a date. You feel me? All I know is that it's going to happen. And I will endure. Because God says, he said in the book, I believe it was in Matthew, he said the crown of life will be given to those who endure. Blessed are those who endure. Like, endure. Go through it. You feel me? Go through it to the last moment. And that's what matters. Hold on to your faith in Christ Jesus and don't let it go, no matter what happens around you. Though the earth may be pulled from under your feet, don't let it go. Don't let the faith in Christ go. Though the sky may be rolled off like a page from a book, don't let it go. Though the sun may get dark and the moon turn to blood and the stars start falling from the sky, don't let the faith of Christ Jesus go. That's all that matters, man. No matter what, don't let them go. And it comes back to this. It goes back to this.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy our faith right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
just by telling different things, trying to confuse us and stuff like that by TV, radio, all types of ways. They're trying to find different ways, man. They definitely trying to find different ways. Now they trying to make us, okay, go ahead and worship Sundays and whatever they want to do and whatever they put in church. That's what you got to believe in, because if you don't, you're going to be punished. And they have concentration camps already being set right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, you know, some people act like, okay, yeah, there's no concentration camp. Oh, you know, I don't believe in that right now, man. Let me just go to work and just get paid and get some money and pay my bills. You know, they're not worrying about that. What? Man, you better pay attention, because by the time God comes, don't be like, oh, God, forgive me, da, da, da. Because by the time, it's going to be too late.
Too late. Too late.
Too late.
Too late. Because when he comes to judge. He ain't going to come to save the world. He did that already. He ain't going to come to save us from sin. He did that already. All he's going to come back now is to judge those who still decided to live the way that they continue to live, in darkness, to be led away by the enemy, not knowing the fact that the enemy is your enemy. He's not just God's enemy. Why do you think God and him are our enemies? Because of us. God loves us so much, and he, the devil, hates us so much. That's all that matters, dude. At the end of the day, what position are you going to take? You feel me? Who are you going to ride with? Because you're going to live forever. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's going to live forever. But where? Where? That's all that matters, yo. And God said he didn't create hell for human beings. We are his image. His image. We're not just his sons and daughters. We're his image. We were made after his likeness. He created us in his image. You think he wants to see something that looks like him in hell, where a place that he prepared for the devil who looks nothing like him, who has not even the worth that we have in his eyes? Come on, man. We're worth more than precious gemstones and jewels in God's eyes. But the funny thing is, we'll lose our soul for anything in this world. It's crazy, dude. We don't even give ourselves any worth.
Let me tell you how the devil is a lie, right? Earlier, you know, the show was supposed to be set at 11 o'clock, right? And
mm-hmm.
I made a mistake and pressed 15 minutes on the show. That's the reason why we on the show at 12 midnight. I'm like, okay, you know what? God's still good. You know what I mean? Even the devil trying to play and trying to play games, we still on the air, still talking about that.
Let me tell you what I
now,
say to you.
Now, there's one more thing. Now my computer is acting up right now, kid, and my screen is blank. It's just showing the background with clouds and green grass. and I'm not seeing no music or nothing. My screen just went blank. I don't know if we're on the show or not, because I only hear the automated voice. But kid, you know this, you know.
I think we're still on the air.
Man, we're in a battle right now, because I don't know, kid, because it says 7 minutes, and then the screen went blank. You know what I mean? And now it's acting up. I don't know what's going on.
I think we're still on the air. Don't worry. Let's keep talking till our time is done.
That double
time. Man,
yo, listen, though, we're in a battle right now, man. Okay? We're still going to fight the way we're supposed to fight. This is a battle. All right?
Listen.
This is what we're going to do, man. We're going to continue doing this until the day we die, man. We're doing this for the Lord of Jesus, man, for the love of Jesus. This is for Lord Jesus Christ, man.
This is what the Bible says.
That's what we're going to do.
Check this out, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. It says this: for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Man. And listen, man, let me find Ephesians, man. Ephesians, man. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we wrestle, it says we don't war after flesh and blood, but we war, the war that we have that's going on is not a war that's against flesh and blood. That means we won't be killing each other, but the war that we have is against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And they say, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That means, you hear that? The whole armor of God. That's the only thing that can protect you. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith. Because it's your faith. It's your faith that's going to protect you. It's your faith that's going to defend you. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always. You hear that? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That means we have to take watch, and we have to pray. You know, we're about to leave. It's done. People, please soak in the words. God is with y'all. Just take him in, and he will save you from this life and the next to come. I'm telling you.
And y'all stay in y'all prayer. You know, this is God's first weekend. We're going to be here every weekend. We're going to be on Monday morning, 12 a.m. I'm going to set that up so we can continue talking about Jesus. And then after that, Monday afternoon, we're going to go straight to hip-hop, old-school music. And then on Wednesdays, we do rock and roll music, man. We trying to take the world, man. Sign out, Mr. Black and Rob Hood, yo.
Yes, sir. We out. Stay blessed.
In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Peace.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown, and I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt,
yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt,
yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus, devil, I rebuke you for what I go through, and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Come
cause it's right from the start. You held me down, and nothing they can tell me now.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what
that's what it is. I'm going to say.
set it up for, let's see him set it up for Monday morning.
All right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I got LimeWire, so I downloaded all the gospel music, man. Mary Mary, Kirk Franklin, you know what I mean, DMX single. I was trying to get Yolanda Adams, man, but I couldn't, you know, that thing wouldn't pop up. So T-Bone, I was trying to get T-Bone, but
oh, get some cross movement, man. Get some cross movement.
You know it.
You know I love cross movement.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. I'm trying to get more gospel than regular worldly music, man. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to bring the worldly fans a little bit closer and closer, and then after, like, you know, the fan base come up, man, we're gonna throw them gospel on them, man. We're gonna play all the music on them, man. We're gonna bash. Go. Go.
I think Black Widow was listening because she told me she was going to listen.
Yeah. I see she was listening. I saw her number pop up on the screen. So
she listened to the end?
Yeah, she was, no, in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I mean, so, yeah, man, God is good, man. God is so, so awesome, man. So awesome.
That's what it is, man.
It's like spines, it's like chills go down my spines. You know, when I hear the gospel music, you know, like Mary Mary and Kirk Franklin, because they know how to reach into the world. You know what I mean? They know how to reach into the world with the music. It's like, okay, yeah, the industry changed, so let me go ahead and throw in some audio tunes too.
Yeah,
you're not afraid, man. Man, when I heard Kirk Franklin with I think it was Salt was on the song. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Kirk
Franklin
was, you know, like, a lot of people badmouth him for that too.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, oh, they said, oh, we going too far, a little bit too far with the gospel music. Oh, I ain't done yet. That's what I'm talking about.
Told
kid.
Y'all, we thought gospel music was going too far. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet.
Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. What? Man, them songs, like, got me moving, man. I was just jumping up and down, man, dancing when I was listening to Do You Want a Revolution? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do You Want a Revolution? Whoa, whoa. Oh, man, kid.
No time, no time. Everybody time. It is my life. It is my life. I love that song, kid.
Oh, my God, man. It's like it's bringing chills to your spine, kid, when you listen to a song like that. Man. With a choir, kid? A choir? Come on, man. That's something that's reaching down your soul, man. It's the Holy Spirit just reaching down your soul. You know what I'm saying? You coming with me. You know what I mean? By hearing songs like that, man, we need more music like that. We need more people.
Yeah,
like
we do. I mean, when that song came out, boy, I was like, damn. I was like, yo, that's the song. That was the song, kid. That song was as hot as any other
song,
man.
It is.
I know people used to listen to that song like it was a regular, like some Nelly song, like when Nelly came out, or all these other rappers, man. That's how people used to
Yeah, back in those days, huh?
Yeah.
That song was on top of the charts, man.
Yeah, big time.
And now the other song, God is an Awesome God, the new one he got. That's on top of the charts too. God is an awesome God, and then he reigns. God is an awesome God. Oh man, yo, I don't know what to say
one
right
thing,
now.
Man, one thing I can say is let's keep this up. Let's keep it going.
Trust me, man. I'm trying to get a lot of gospel songs every weekend, and then once I do that, and we get a couple of fan base, more people come in, man. We're gonna hit up 7 days a week with straight up gospel music, man. You know what I mean? We're gonna mix it up, man. We're gonna try and get the world, man. We're gonna have to get the world, man. I want the world, man.
I feel you, kid. Let's get it.
save souls as much as possible. That's our next goal right now, man. God already got a plan for us. Our plan's already set. He knows what we try and do. Okay, you know, he's going to make it happen for us. You know what I mean? Now, our next step is to save souls. That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's on our next agenda right now, saving souls. Saving a lot of souls, man.
Let's do this, man.
Yeah, man. Whew. Some good music, man. Some good music. Let me see. I got this right here. Let me see. Let me play it.
For some who don't understand our purpose.
I got that right there.
La 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 la.
Mary Mary.
Oh. La 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 la.
When I look back over my life.
Thank you.
And all the times you brought me through.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Father,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
When I was lonely.
I needed someone to hold me. You were beside me. When my nights got cold and lonely.
Of Revelation,
uh-huh.
Chapter 7, verses 16
and 17.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
They shall hunger no more,
preach
neither
it,
shall they thirst anymore.
Preach
for God shall
wipe
away, yes, sir. Every tear from their eyes,
yeah.
Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. What you say?
Gospel music has gone too far. You think we've got too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! You better put them hands together and act like you know if it's here.
Devil.
Make me cut
my head.
are they showing on History Channel?
Zopan?
No, man.
They were showing Zopan on Spy TV earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my mom said, you know him? You know him?
You should have said Gerald know him.
I said, I know the bald head guy.
You should have said Gerald know all of them. You should have said, shit, you know all of them. You know, shit, hey. I said that.
I was about to say that, but I'm like, nah.
She would have been like, oh, I believe you too. That's why I don't want you to hang with him.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was like,
yo,
man,
you know what they're showing, dude?
What are they showing?
They're showing Dante's Inferno, dude.
I don't even got History Channel. It's my History Channel, kid.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah
man.
The History Channel showing Dante's Inferno. About the guy who had the visions of the nine levels of hell.
For real? I could watch that on YouTube right now.
Yeah, you can, yeah, go ahead. Go put on Dante's Inferno. If you can go to sleep after you watch it. But you should be able to because it's like, man, that's not where you're going. I'm like, dog, the only people that should be scared are the people who's going there.
Yeah, like Chris Brown.
Oh. That was funny.
Yo, you know what? We're going to put that in the next segment, man.
Yeah, I don't want to start bashing. You know, I don't want to start being the Bible thumping preacher. You feel me? Like, yo, you're going to hell. Some people do that.
You're going to hell.
You feel me? I don't want people to be like, oh my gosh, he's actually saying Chris. But you know, because people will look at that like, oh dang, they must not be real because look what they're talking about. You feel me?
Yeah.
I want us to just go ahead and be like, how we doing, man? God is really loving the way that we're doing it because He's blessing us with more time to continue this, man, and I'm thanking Him for it. That's why I was like,
for a reason, kid. This is happening for a reason.
That's why I was like, yo, I got to go ahead and start off with a prayer because of the fact that I don't want to talk and it's me talking for me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I ain't going out of you, kid. Let me tell you the reason why I also picked that verse, dude. The James verse. Kid, I'm in a motel right now.
What?
Uh-huh. The place where I rented, the lady with the keys and stuff like that, who didn't give me the keys earlier?
The keys to the other place?
Yeah, to the other place. When I was talking to you earlier.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. Lady called my old girl and told my old girl that She told my old girl that she can't keep me there. I'm like, wait a minute. I already made my decision to lose her. Like, what are you saying? My only problem was this. Like, no, I told my old girl I ain't gonna lose faith, man. You know, I'm not losing faith at the fact that I'm in a motel and all that stuff. It's just that I was like, yo, it's just that it's sad to see that I got family. I got a sister who's a doctor with a house, and instead of helping me out, or instead of saying, yo, man, you know, come crash for a couple of days or for a day or two, she would rather go ahead and, you know, try to hurry up and drop me off to a stranger house. And that hurted, dude. That hurted me, girl. To the point where I couldn't stop crying, dude. I was like, dang, what did I do? I was really asking myself, what did I do wrong? Who did I hurt in life for me to be going through this, You know, and my mom was like, yo, have faith. But you was talking earlier like you was going to have faith and all. Why are you crying now? I'm like, I'm not crying because of my situation. I'm crying because of the fact that I feel like not even my own sister cares enough to, you know, to say something when she's in a position to. I'm like, you know, I feel like I have nobody. Mom was like, well, you have me. I'm like, yeah, but the way I'm looking at it is, what if once, you know, something happens or you go to Haiti, or you go to Dominican Republic, and then I get homeless or something like that, my sister's going to actually bring me food under a bridge instead of actually take me in her house. I said it just like that in front of my sister, man. I was like, yo, I'm the cornerstone, dog. I told her, I'm the cornerstone of this family. I am not to tell. I'm the one that you will be relying on in the future. I said the tables will turn around. I was talking to her, like, right in front of her. I said the tables will turn around. And she's like, well, Gerald, when the tables do turn around, which I believe they are, and I believe you are the cornerstone of this family, when the tables turn around, I just pray that you can do the same thing for me. I'm like, I was like, yo, nah, man.
Pray, yeah, I was. What you mean by that? Like,
you know, she like, oh, when the tables turn around, you feel me? When I make it, she just hoped that I could do the same thing for her, like if she's in a situation where she needs my help. And I'm like, yo, I said, I will never do to you what you're doing to me. I said, I would never, you know, try to drop you off at somebody's house that I don't even know before I take you to my place. I said, I will give you my bed. I will open my door for you, and I will give you everything you want because you're my sister. And I said, and you're not the only one I have. You only have one brother, man. It's like you would rather drop me at somebody's house that you don't even know before you say, you know what, let me go ahead and have a talk with my husband, and we're going to go ahead and work things out and find a way for you to go ahead and stay, at least if it's for one night. Nah. She couldn't even do that. And that hurted me. That was what hurted me the most. It wasn't, oh, man, I'm losing faith. But my faith was still in God. I mean, I'm crying, but I'm so hopeful in God. It's just that I was so hurt at the fact that she was like, oh, so what's the move? What are we gonna do? Because I have to go ahead and do I have to go ahead and get back to what I was doing. You feel me?
Wow.
I'm like, dang. I'm like, all right. It's all good.
Damn, your sister, she her heart is like dark, mm-hmm. kid, like dark. You know what I mean, like, her heart is like she had like she don't have no heart, kid.
I don't know, kid. So they dropped me off here in the hotel. I'm in a motel right now.
Did she even call you and check up on you or anything, like, you know?
No, she didn't call.
Yeah.
My little sister called.
Yeah, she called my phone, sounded like she was worrying and shit. I'm like, oh man, I hate when she do that. Make it seem like you got shot up or something. Hey, man, please call me.
Yeah.
Please call me back. I'm like, ah.
They were trying to find everything because they were looking for me and they couldn't find me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I was like, damn. They called me and I was on the line, but I was like, man, I don't even feel like picking up. But I called them back afterwards, though.
So what's the next move tomorrow?
I found a place.
Okay, the lady you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The one you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The lady, it's a room. Only difference is I'm going to have my own room. I'm going to have my equipment in there. I'm going to be able to do music. You know, and all that stuff, just as long as I don't make noise. But I'm going to be able to email music off if I can find internet in the area.
I mean, you're going to have a headset on, you know, your speakers,
mm-hmm.
you know, you ain't going to have it too loud. I mean, you good, man, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have headsets on. I'm not going to really do music with Even if I do music with the speakers, I'm not going to have them too loud.
Cause you already got the ears for music anyway, so it's like,
mm-hmm.
I don't hear that shit too loud anyway.
The only thing I was like, God, where? Who did I wrong, man? I was like, man, I have nobody. The way I was feeling, and I didn't mean to make my mom feel bad, like I was saying she's not there for me, which she is. But the way I was feeling was like, God, I have nobody. Like, once my mom goes to the Dominican Republic, if I'm not situated in my life, though, my sister ain't gonna help me. Probably will never pick up her phone, though, when I call her. So that's why I felt like I had nobody, though.
But you one second away to heaven, kid.
Not just heaven. I'm one second away to my blessing on earth.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man, you 1 second. That's why the devil just riding on your back, like, ride
yeah,
on, donkey. Yeah, ride on, donkey. Come on, ride.
Nah, it ain't him. He ain't got nothing to do with this one. This is all God. That's why I read James tonight, to show people, man, it ain't the devil. Sometimes who bring things your way. God will bring things your way just to go ahead and bring you and build you stronger.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's on the chapter. It's on the Bible.
Mhm. It's God, man. God doesn't tempt you.
So God will never make you go through temptations.
He will put you through a test.
There you go.
Before you make it to that next chapter in your life.
Because
that new chapter is about to open, so you want to see if you're weak.
Yeah.
You're still weak.
Which I'm not. And I got him to thank for that.
They actually made a game called Dante's Inferno, kid. I'm looking at it, man.
Oh, yeah, they made the game, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, man. I'm like, man, why they not showing me the real Dante's Inferno, man? This game looks so demonic, kid. Like,
yeah, it is. The game is demonic.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
This is what they want people to play, kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's so many people out here got so many bad dreams and all that.
Yep. There you go.
And possessions, and they get possessed and all that. Because it stays in their mind. And it comes to reality.
It stays in their mind.
Just like when I was a kid, I was watching Nightmare on Elm Street. Man, I had so many dreams about Freddy Krueger, kid. It was not funny. It felt so real, kid. It felt so real, man. When he scratched me, I felt it when I woke up.
Wow.
It felt so real. I mean, I saw him in the shower. I mean, like, when I was in the shower, he went through my window, like, outside my backyard, looking through my window, waving at me. And then I was in the backyard. He was cooking barbecue, and he was waving at me. I'm like, what is this, man? And then he was coming after me. And then, like, right when I hit, like, 12, 13 years old, I started whooping his ass in my dream, man. And he never showed up in my dream ever again, kid.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Man, that's facing your fears, man. And I had a lot of dreams, kid. I had a lot of possessive type of dreams. Like, I felt like I was actually possessing my body. Like, I was fighting with my demon, you know, when I was sleeping and all that. Yeah.
You don't have demons. They're not yours. They're not your demons. Don't say your demons. You feel me?
Yeah, not my demons, but I was fighting with demons, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And my dreams, and, you know, I actually faced my fear, man. They didn't show up. They didn't, you know, actually show up no more when I was, you know, fighting them, and I had no fear, you know. It felt so good, man, like facing your fears. It felt so good.
Me, it's just that with me, I don't usually have those dreams. But when I do have them, I thank God in the dreams I always have the victory. Because of the fact that if I have a dream where a bad spirit comes in, like, attacks me in the dream. Well, no spirits ever come in to attack me in dreams, except for when I was in Haiti. They actually used to attack me for real, for real. Like, wrap themselves around the whole bed. Like, you would feel the pressure and stuff like that. You can't breathe. You can't yell. Your voice is gone. But,
wow.
That's like, yeah. I've experienced that. I used to call my mom, but my voice was gone. And I used to, whenever I get the power to break out, I used to just break out and run to my mother's room and sleep next to her. Yeah, man. But that don't happen no more. Only thing that happens now, let me tell you what happened to me now sometimes. When I'm sleeping, when I'm laying down, I usually, I could be deep asleep or falling asleep, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, my bed starts shaking, like an earthquake or a train was passing by. That's how the bed would start shaking. Like, I'd feel it. And when it does that, I just laugh and I go back to sleep.
Yeah, man, I be doing that, kid.
I'm like, yo, you're going to have to come out with a better trick than that, dog. Like, come on, like, I be like that. And sometimes I be like, won't you just show yourself, man? You know, I be like that. I be like, show yourself. Just show yourself. He's like, doing all that stuff is not going to scare me. How about your appearance? Maybe your appearance will scare me. Show me so. You got, man,
I even have dreams where I'm talking to certain angels that come towards me like they want to do something, evil angels. And I'm talking to them like, don't you know who I am? And I'm like, really, it's not because of who I am, man. It's because of Jesus Christ. But it's like, I'm like, yo, don't you know who I am? In the dream. To an angel.
Yeah.
Angel came with a sickle, stood on the side of my bed. I'm laying down in the dream. I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And I open my eyes. What do I see? Angel, all in black.
All right when you woke up?
Mm-mm-mm. Not when I open my eyes. No, in the dream.
Yeah.
Angel, all in black, with a big sickle. And you know what he did? He took this sickle, and he lifted it up in the air, and he just decided to go ahead and try to land it on me, as if he was trying to stab me on the bed. And he missed. Hold on, my bad. I'm throwing this thing away. I had some canned food I was eating. I don't like it. Hold on. Throwing it in the square. And he missed.
Yeah.
So when he missed, yo, this bathroom is like, I hope this thing ain't bullshit up. Okay. And this is what happened. When he missed, right?
Yeah.
I got up off the bed, and I'm like, I got up in his face. And it's like, I didn't even have to get on top of the bed, like, to stand on the bed to get to his height. I just got up in his face, like, don't you know who I am? I said, man, you got some nerves coming here. What are you trying to do? I said, get out of here. Like, I actually started talking to him, like,
like a little dog.
Yeah. 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 I was like, don't you know who I am? Started talking that to it in a way. I was like, man, I can only do that because of Christ, because of Christ Jesus. If I didn't have Christ Jesus, that thing would have been like, what? Get out of here. You feel me?
So that thing never showed up again, I bet you.
Never.
I did that.
Mm-hmm. Never. I never had that dream anymore. Like, I've only had it one time. But I had a dream one time that scared me so much, I went to church. That dream was so scary, kid. So scary that I went to church, kid.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to go to church. I woke up and I think ever since that day I had that dream, I didn't have a love for church like I did after that day, kid. Oh, my gosh, kid. You know what? I had a dream.
What did you dream about?
A desert. It was a desert, right?
Yeah.
And in the desert, there's nothing but first of all, it was like a desert, but the sky was black. Like there was no sky, the sky was black. And when I look around, the desert was calm, like there was no air. No air was blowing. Nothing. It was like a vast desert, dude. And I'm like, I'm looking around like, where am I, right?
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I turn around and I see that I was on the shore. I'm actually standing on the shore of a lake. It was kind of like, you know, how you have a body of like a little lake or a river in the middle of a dry desert.
Yeah.
Like that. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, what is this? And the desert, you know, the river that I was in front of, you know what it looked like? It looked like a river of oil, black. But it was so calm, like the wind. There was no wind blowing, like nothing was moving, kid. No wind blowing, nothing. When I turned around and I looked at the lake, I realized I was right on the edge of it. Like if I had stepped another step, I would have been inside of it. So I'm looking at the river, but it's not water. It's like it's something different. Like,
yeah.
like oil. You feel me? So I'm like, dang, what is this? But it was like it's so huge. It was like, yo, it was like I was half on land and half almost in the river, in the whatever river that was. When I turned around, kid, it was like behind me was nothing. Like, it was like looking at the Atlantic Ocean. That was how big it was. So
wow.
I'm like, wow. You know, I just keep on looking, and it's all black. I'm like, what kind of river is this? And it's like, there
was no really shore. There was not a shore. It was like they just separated the river and the land with just a line. Like, had you stepped over and you think you were still walking on land, you would have fallen in the water, in that black water. Pitch black. Yeah. Pitch black water, right?
Whoa.
So black that I can see my reflection clearly on it. So I'm like, wow. I start looking, right? Looking at my reflection.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened. I start looking at my reflection on the water like, ooh, cool. Guess what? Man, something pulled me from my back so fast. The moment that thing pulled me, right, it's like it pulled me, but it pulled me so far away from the river in such a, it was like a split second. It pulled me, but it pulled me so far away from the river that I didn't even know how I got that far from it. The moment it did that, dude, guess what happened? All I saw was, it was like all of a sudden, everything went crazy, dude. Everything went crazy. I'm hearing nothing but screaming, people screaming like crazy.
Whoa, okay, that's enough.
What, you want to hear a dream? You got to hear the whole thing, man. You can't make me stop at the part where it disturbs you.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you say? People start screaming, dude. And the moment people start screaming, all I saw was like giant, and I mean like giant worms in the water. And next thing I know, I'm looking and I'm seeing hands coming out of the water. It was like the moment the hand came out of the water, that black water, the pitch black water, the moment the hand came out of it, that's when the thing, whatever force that was behind me, pulled me away from the water. And the hand almost reached my face. But the moment that happened, I realized I'm so far away from the water. And I was just on the shore. And it's like I got pulled so far back that I'm looking. And all I'm seeing is nothing but giant worms. And they had 4 mouths. They had mouths that opened 4 ways. And they were just jumping on the people, man. They were just, you know how a shark would go out the water and jump back in like a killer whale would do? That's what they were doing, dog. They were doing that on human beings. People were naked, and nobody had clothes on in that water. They were all naked, and they were screaming for their lives like it was like they were lost. And they were screaming, and those who were screaming, the worm was just jumping and grabbing them and just throwing them deeper in the water. And next thing I know, kid, imagine having a water where there's a lot of people in it, dog. That's how it was. Everything was calm at first. The moment that the thing pulled me up, I realized it's nothing but people in that water. People drowning. People going crazy. Stuff is, it was like, whoa. And then I turned around. The moment I turned around, I see a big pulpit. It's tall. The pulpit looks like a building, dude. That's how tall it is, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking all the way up, and I'm like, who's in front of it? Who I see in front of the pulpit? A guy dressed in black. He's like a judge. Dressed like a judge outfit. He dresses in a judge outfit, right?
Wow.
And he has, you know, the white hair that the judges be having?
Yeah.
A long time ago, they have to put a fake wig on. The judges don't do that nowadays.
Yeah.
That, he had that on his head, but I could not see his face. His face was pitch black, dude. And all he did was he pointed towards the water, right? And I turned around and I looked at it, and all the people was going crazy, people crying, screaming, dog, like, they all naked in this water, and these things are eating them. These things are just going crazy on them, like, these things were actually having fun, like, they were happy to eat these people. And I'm like, dang, and that's when I woke up, kid, and I was like, I'm going to church.
Basically, you just had a dream about Judgment Day.
Oh, man, I think I had a dream about the lake of fire.
It sounds like Judgment Day to me, man.
Wow. I was like, yo, I'm going to church.
And you say the guy with the white hair was just pointing out people, and it's like they being cast to hell or something?
Mm-hmm. It's like he's pointing where they're going to them. Like, whatever. Go this way. In the water. It's like, I was like, oh, my, when I woke up, dog, I said, I'm going to church. And boy, the way I was going to church from that day forth, boy, I was like, okay, that's it, man. I don't want to end up in that water. I was like, I'm glad I didn't find myself in that water going crazy myself. That would have been like, yo, kid, like, I need to get my life right. That's how I would have felt. So I'm like, man, I'm happy that I didn't see that in the dream. All I saw was like, it was like God was showing me something, dog. And I was like, okay, God, if you're showing me that if I don't change, but if I don't give my life to you, this is where I'm going to end up. I was like, here you go. Here you go.
Wow. Yeah, man, it was scary. Scary dream, dude. It scared me so much to the point where I was like, I got to go to church. Got to go to church.
Mhm. Crazy dream, ain't it?
Well, I ain't gonna call it crazy, man. That's something. That's a sign right here. That's a big sign.
You know,
everybody should know that dreams are actually something in the spiritual world. You know, mm-hmm. what we experience.
You know what this lady earlier called me because people are feeling, you know, oh my God, you got no place to go. So I'm like, what? And I was like, man, relax, man. God got me, man. You know, that's what I tell people. God got me. So the lady was like, oh, I had a dream about you last night. She's like, I had a dream that you were in a room. It was like a very, 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 very small room. And you were sitting on the corner, on the floor, your head down as if you were very, very sad, like you were going through some stuff. And she said, the way she saw it in the dream is like she came in the room and she saw me around a whole bunch of pile of clothes, like I was going through stuff and stuff like that. And I was just sitting there looking like I'm sad, like I'm stressing. And she said to me, she said in the dream, she said, wow, Joe, like, what are you doing? Go ahead, man. She said to me, go ahead and let me clean up for you, man. Let me help you clean up and stuff. And I was like, she said in the dream, I told her, nah. You can leave him. You can leave him. I'll clean up. Don't worry. I'll clean up. You can leave him. So she said, and then she woke up. And she was like, I don't know what the dream meant. She's like, she explained it to the other people in the house. She was like, they don't know what the dream meant. I told her, you had that dream about me? She's like, yeah. I said, oh, my gosh, thank you.
Is it a bad dream?
Yeah, it's a bad dream, but it's a good result. I said, thank you. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, listen, lady, if you had saw me in a big house celebrating and having fun and my house was actually clean and perfectly neat, I said, yo, that you know what that would have mean? That would have mean my time to die is coming up. Because when you have a dream, somebody's having fun and they're celebrating and they're laughing and they're in laughter, their heart is happy in a dream.
Yeah.
They're going to die soon, kid.
Wow.
They're going to die soon because that's what the dream means. The dream is actually the opposite. Certain dreams are opposite of what you see.
Exactly.
And that one is one of them. I'm like, yo, lady, thank you that you had that dream. I said, look, don't pray for me like you want God to have pity or mercy on me because he already gave me his grace. I told her, when you pray for me, mention my name, but don't mention my name in sadness. Because I'm not sad. I don't have problems. I told her, I don't have problems. My problems are in God's hands. And I said, if I start seeing my problems and I start looking at my problems, then that means I'm belittling God. I'm actually making God smaller than what
that,
smaller. You feel me?
I'm
actually making God small.
Weak.
Yeah, yeah. So God said, put all the problems in, you know, bring all your load to me. And I'm like, if I can't do that, then I don't have to believe in him. Because if he's my God and he's my Savior, I have to be able to bring these things to his feet as he says, and for him to take care of it as he says. I'm like, yo, just, yo. It's crazy, dude. I was like, man, lady, don't pray for me like, you know, oh, my God, he's going through it. Please help him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, God is already helping me. He's the one making these things happen. Because he's building my faith. That's why I went ahead and I did the James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, to count it all joy. Because when you're going through stuff, God is with you, and his faith and the faith that you have in him will work patience. And patience will, once it gets to its perfect form, will actually be be a deliverance to you, and God will actually deliver you, and you will have everything that you want without lacking anything. So which means whatever you were going through, you won't go through it again. And not only that, you won't have to struggle with the same things. You won't have to struggle with life as you have or as you are. So I'm looking at it like, man, listen, man. I told my old girl, man, like, man, don't worry about me. I told my old girl that. My old girl knows, because she was in tears crying and all that. I'm like, look, lady, don't cry. But when my sister did what she did, I couldn't help it, huh? I was like, yo, you always, I said, everything is you, man. I said, you don't care for nobody. I told her that. I said, you don't care for nobody, man. You don't care. It's like you. It's you. Once you good, you good. You don't care. I'm like, dog, look how quick you would rather go and drop me to a stranger house. Look how quick you would go and drop me to a stranger house than for you to say, okay, let me go ahead and bring you in, at least for a night. For you. And I didn't ask her. I wasn't going to ask her. I said to myself I wasn't going to talk to her, but I'm like, what would be the point? I would only be setting myself up for failure, dude. And I'm not going to ask her. Yeah, man. God is great, man. He's working in my life. And guess who hit me up?
Who?
Joe Hearn. Guess who Joe Hearn is?
Who's that?
Joe Hearn is, he was Beyonce's producer.
Oh,
yeah. And, yeah, guess he worked with UGK. Bun B is his cousin. He worked with UGK. He worked with Bun B.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with Bun B. He also worked with what's his name? Oh, he worked with Tupac. He had to work with Tupac. Worked with Dr. Dre.
He
produced for Tupac.
Oh, damn.
He produced songs for Tupac. He produced songs for Dr. Dre. He produced for Scarface. He did this song called Untouchables for Scarface. And I know you probably heard of the song Untouchables.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Untouchables.
Yeah.
I heard the remix.
Yeah.
I love that song, kid. I'm sorry.
That's his song. That he produced that. The dude who hit me up produced it.
Oh, he made that beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, tell me he got an A+, kid.
Yo, dude hit me up because guess what? Dude wants to work with me, man.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Guess what? Dude, right now, guess who dude got in line? This is the best part about it. Let me show you how great God is. Dude told me, man, right now, I'm trying to get the white money, dog. You feel me? He called me a Yankee, so you know how they talk. Like, yo, man, you know, and he's from Texas, so you know he's straight up country Yanks.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, you know, I'm trying to get the money, dog, blah, blah, you know. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that, you feel me? He's like, yo, but what I want to do is, God, I'm done messing with the hip-hop stuff, man. I'm trying to go ahead and get to the other side of things. That's why I'm moving to L.A. and all that stuff so I can get myself situated with that type of genre, pop music. I'm like, hey, look at that. I said, that's exactly what I'm on. And the dude sees that because when I sent the beats I sent them are pop beats, and they're the beats that are like, yeah, that's what's up. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I sent them only two. He loves them. So now it's like he wants to go ahead and send me, he wants to go ahead and send me plane tickets to go to Houston, Lord willing, to go ahead and work with him.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, that sounds good. That is no problem. That's no problem at all. Let's do it, man. I was like, you think I'm going to say no? I ain't going to say no, man. Let's do it. Let's get this, man. And guess who he has on his roster right now? He has Maya, Jason Derulo, and Justin Bieber.
Whoa.
So, and guess what? He's not dumb. You know why I say he's not dumb? He basically made sure he found somebody who know how to do pop beats that
yeah.
he can work with.
Yeah.
So he found me. He found me.
He picked the right choice, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, you got a lot of people on your agenda too, kid. You booked. You pretty booked.
This is even better because now our portfolio is going to be so big. Our portfolio is going to be huge, kid. And when these people see it on our resume, they'll be like, oh, my. These dudes work with all these people? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they independent. They Adam says? Yeah. Yeah, guess what? Warner Brothers is going to give us a bigger deal because of that.
It's me.
This is real, my dude.
Huh?
And I said this is real. You feel me? This is
real. Yeah, man. This is real, man. This is Ben. God,
the
man. That is an agenda, man.
Dude, his name is Joe Hearn, dog. He worked with Truth Hurts. He worked with Monifa. He did the Monifa anthem. All the songs he's telling me, he did are songs that if you go look at the credits, you see his name for real. Like, he did them for real. He worked with Lil Jon. He worked with Dr. Dre. And he just wants to go ahead and now work with a different field of people, different field of music.
You might as well say
genre.
You booked, kid. You might as well say you booked because you got a phone call for Monday. And the way you negotiated already with the other guy, for Wale, he sounds very interested.
Yeah, he is interested. He was like, "Wow, okay, cool. Send me some facts." But you know, what we gonna do is let's go ahead and talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
Not only that, my little homie called me and told me that this kid named Rick Atari, man, and I've heard of Rick Atari. I think he was signed to Atlantic Records. And Atlantic Records dropped him, but guess what? He signed to Interscope now.
Wow.
And he got off the phone with Rick Atari, and he called me. He's like, "Yo, man, I got some good news, man. Hit me up, Interscope Records." So I hit him up. All these talks I was doing, I was talking to different people, because they was just like calling me back to back, and I'm like, look at me in the motel. But God is making things happen for me, man.
You saying Interscope Records hit you up?
The artist.
Rick
Atari.
The artist called you directly, or he had, like, different people calling you before he called you?
No. Let me tell you. I got my kid, man. I got that little kid. What's his name? Karim. Karim,
yeah,
is my little homie, man. Karim, he's the one that's actually reaching these people, dude. He knows how to get these people's numbers, huh? My homie, man, Karim. Karim is one cool kid. He loves my music. And he looks up to me a lot. So you know what I did, man? I was like, kid, he wanted to be part of the team. He used to manage Scott Storch's son. And
yeah,
he wants to be part of the team. And I told him, yo, you know what you're going to have to do to be part of the team? I didn't tell him exactly like that. But it's like, yo, there's a small initiation. And you know what it is. I was like, yo, you're going to have to pray this prayer with me, dog.
Exactly.
Okay.
I started preaching to the kid.
The Holy Spirit started using my mouthpiece, dude, to really talk to the kid. He really began to use my mouthpiece to the point where the kid was like, yo, I want to get saved, just like that. I was like, let's pray the prayer. He's like, yeah,
Manny,
can you help me,
Manny,
kid?
Manny, that is our initiation, kid. That's the only
way
people are going to join us.
Yeah,
kid.
That's the only way, dog. You got to give your life to Christ Jesus, dog. So I prayed the prayer with him and all that. And then I said, he was like, all right, cool. And I said, man, go get your Bible. He was like, I don't think I have a Bible. I was like, man, you serious, man? I'm going to do my best to get you a Bible, kid. But he's like, I think I have one, but it's around here somewhere. I got to look for it. I said, man, take your time, look for it, and start getting into it. I said, whatever in the Bible you don't understand, just let me know. And I ain't going to lie. I was like, yo, he's like, yo, I got to go to sleep and all that stuff. I'm like, yo, you ain't never tell me you got to go to sleep that early. What's going on, man? You already changing your mind? You feeling crazy? You feeling weird? He's like, oh, no, no, no. Yeah, I got a job interview and all that stuff. Hold on a second. I'd like, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go use the bathroom. I got to pee, dog. Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I was like, I asked him, why you gotta go so fast? He was like, yeah, I got a job interview, blah, blah. So I said, all right, cool, man, do your thing. Hit me up the next day. Next day went by, he didn't hit me up, so I'm like, okay, funny. So I called Gene. So I was like, let me call Kid. So I kept calling him. He never picked up on that day, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, something's weird. Why is Kid acting funny, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I hit him up, and I'm like, yo, man, I texted him, you acting funny, man. You know, I told him that, you acting funny. Hold on.
An additional day. Any guests remaining after checkout time will be charged for an additional day.
So that means I got to wake up at 10 o'clock. No, my old girl, I know my old girl going to wake me up early to start moving my stuff out. Because I got to leave here at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I got to go to a new spot. So I know she's going to wake me up early. But, yeah, man, anyways. Yeah, so I was like, I hit him up, and, you know, he ain't never answered. So yesterday he hit me up. He was like, yo, my fault. He was like, man, I've been having a very weird headache. So I'm thinking about it. Like, see how the enemy works? Yeah, I was like, see how the enemy works, though? Like,
yo, you know I had that same headache, too, dog. It was like a migraine, dog, like when you was talking about the about the angel and all that, the falling and all that, that time when you were talking about that. Yo,
yeah.
The whole day I had a migraine, kid. The whole day. I'm like, yo, your words is powerful, kid. Just by you reading the word of the Lord, you just put feeling to it, not just because you know the whole Bible. It's like you put feeling to it, kid. You know what I'm saying?
And wow, that is great.
Yo, man. Yo. So what he said after that, man?
He was like, yeah, man, but, you know, I'm trying to feel better, so I've been taking pills and all that stuff. I'm like, yo, you're going to be better, man. So, you know, and he just, and I realized Kid wasn't ducking me or nothing like that. It's not like he was like, oh, man, this Jesus freak. You feel me?
Yeah.
I realized, okay, he just had a headache and all that. So, I mean, we cool, you feel me? Now he hit me up, and it's like, yo, everybody that, this kid, man, God has his peoples, man. Like, he has his peoples. And those who believe in him, he'll take care of them, now. That's exactly what God did. Because I might say Kid came out of nowhere because I'm his brother, but his brother, who I was supposed to work with, me and him ain't working together. But this kid right here, nigga, this kid know what he's doing, dude. And even if he doesn't know what he's doing, he just know how to get by reaching the people who can get things done. This kid is like, he's good, dude.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I already told him, though, I need you on my team, kid, because the way you moved, yeah, man,
everybody got a position in the team. Everybody got a different type of position and what he's supposed to do. You know what I mean? We get the right chosen ones in our team, and boom, we got it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like something like 300.
Hell yeah.
You see that great battle, and ISIS is like, worship me. He was like, no.
Yeah, I know, right? But he's like, you
keep being do now. Spartans, right. Do not give up. We're going to have a great fight.
Yeah! I like when the guy in 300 said the King of the United, all I want you to do is give me a sacrifice of earth and bow down and worship me. Get on your knees, he said, and worship me, right?
Yeah.
Didn't that sound like what the devil said to Jesus when he said, if you are the Son of God, he said to him first, if you, you know, he tried to tempt him in the desert. And he brought Jesus on top of the city, and he told Jesus, all this I will give you. All this I will give you if you would but bow down and worship me. And that's when Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, because it is written, you shall only worship the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your might. Yeah. But when you look at the movie 300, doesn't it give you the same description?
Yeah.
How the guy was like, he was telling dude, if you just bow down and just get on your knees and worship me. And then dude was like, King United was like, you see, that doesn't sound like a bad idea, but the fact that we've been killing all of your men all day kind of got my knees very rusty, so I don't think it would be good for me to put more pain on it by going down on my knees.
Shit.
I was laughing, like, he was being sarcastic.
Yo, that thing was funny, kid. It was really funny. At the same time, it was like, yo, that's part of life at the same time, because there's a lot of people playing like they gods, you know?
Yeah.
But you gotta fight a great fight to you know, show your dignity and leave a mark on the earth, a good mark, you know? Without worship any other gods but the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, that movie, man. I was watching it earlier, man. I'm like, wow.
300.
That's his name, Isis, right? That's Isis, ain't it?
Who?
The god. The god said worship.
Oh, no.
Who's that?
Xerxes. He's in the Bible. He really existed.
Oh, I thought I was ISIS, man, because he's a straight-up fag, man.
That's Xerxes, yo. He really existed, dude.
He's a giant, too, kid.
Yeah. Xerxes was a tall dude. Xerxes really conquered half of the world, for real.
Wow.
And he really destroyed Sparta. He really destroyed the Spartans, for real. He killed all of them. Burned down their cities and everything.
So who destroyed him after that?
I think was it Alexander? Alexander the Great. It took Alexander the Great to take him down.
I should change my name into Alexander the Great.
Oh, nah, Alexander was a fag.
Oh, no, forget it.
Yo, Alexander, there's a story about Alexander the Great taking baths and like he would, he not.
Oh, yeah, the movie.